Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Timefulness: How Thinking Like a Geologist Can Help Save the World is a popular science book by geologist Marsha Bjørner Rudd, published by Princeton University Press. It explains how geological thinking can change the way people understand environmental responsibility, climate change, and humanity's place in Earth history. The book is not simply an introduction to rocks or the age of the planet. It is an argument for temporal literacy, the ability to recognize that Earth systems operate across many overlapping scales. From atmospheric cycles lasting days, to tectonic processes unfolding over millions of years, Bjørner Rudd combines geology, environmental studies, intellectual history, and ethical reflection to show why modern societies often misjudge long-term consequences. Her central claim is that a narrow, human-centered sense of time contributes to ecological recklessness. By learning to see the present as embedded in deep planetary history, readers can better understand both the durability and vulnerability of the Earth system. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, timefulness as a polytemporal way of understanding Earth. The central concept of the book is timefulness, Bjørner Rudd's term for a cultivated awareness of the many rates at which Earth processes occur. Rather than treating geological time as a single vast emptiness, she presents it as layered and structured. Some processes, such as weather events, unfold quickly enough to be experienced directly. Others, including soil formation, carbon cycling, erosion, mountain building, and biological evolution, operate over centuries, millennia, or millions of years. The point is not merely to be impressed by large numbers, but to develop what she describes as depth of field in time. This matters because environmental decisions often fail when they focus only on short-term human calendars. A molecule of carbon dioxide can influence the atmosphere long after the activity that released it has ended, while landscapes and ecosystems may require far longer to recover than political or economic planning assumes. Timefulness therefore becomes a practical framework for recognizing delayed consequences, inherited conditions, and long futures. It asks readers to see the present not as an isolated moment, but as one interval within overlapping planetary rhythms. Secondly, rocks and strata as records of planetary change. Bjørner Rudd treats rocks not as inert background objects, but as historical documents that preserve evidence of Earth processes. A major strength of the book is its explanation of how geologists read these records. Stratified rocks, mineral structures, fossils, isotopes, folds, faults, and erosional surfaces can reveal past climates, vanished oceans, continental collisions, biological transitions, and episodes of crisis. This approach gives the book a narrative structure grounded in evidence rather than speculation. Geological knowledge is shown as an interpretive discipline that reconstructs events from physical traces, much as historians work from archives. By explaining how Earth history is inferred, Bjørner Rudd helps readers understand why deep time is not an abstract belief, but a rigorously assembled account. The book also emphasizes that the planet has never been static. Continents move, atmospheres change composition, seas advance and retreat, and life alters its own conditions of existence. This view challenges the common assumption that the natural world is a stable stage on which human activity occurs. Instead, Earth is a dynamic system with a long memory, and rocks are among the most durable witnesses to that memory. Thirdly, human acceleration in the Anthropocene. A key argument in timefulness is that modern human activity has introduced rates of change that are unusually fast when measured against many natural Earth processes. Bjørner Rudd does not claim that the planet has never experienced disruption. Geological history includes major climate shifts, mass extinctions, changing ocean chemistry, glaciations, and atmospheric transformations. Her concern is the speed and scale of current change, especially in relation to climate, carbon emissions, resource extraction, urban infrastructure, and biodiversity loss. When carbon dioxide levels rise in decades at rates that natural systems would usually register over far longer intervals, living systems may have too little time to adapt. This comparison between human time and geological time is central to the book's environmental relevance. It reframes the Anthropocene not simply as an era of human impact, but as an era of temporal mismatch. Economic systems prize acceleration, novelty, and short return cycles, while Earth systems often depend on slow feedbacks, gradual repair, and long recovery periods. Bjørner Rudd's geological perspective therefore deepens the climate discussion by showing that damage is not only a matter of quantity, but also of pace. Fourthly, deep time as a source of humility and responsibility. Timefulness uses deep time to challenge both human exceptionalism and environmental despair. Bjørner Rudd places human life within a planetary history that is billions of years old, but she does not use that scale to make humanity seem meaningless. Instead, she argues that recognizing our embeddedness in Earth history can produce humility and responsibility. Humans are recent participants in a system shaped by ancient contingencies, oxygenation of the atmosphere, tectonic rearrangements, climate transitions, and evolutionary branching. This perspective can weaken the illusion that modern societies stand outside nature or can indefinitely override planetary limits. At the same time, the book avoids treating Earth as fragile in a simplistic sense. The planet has endured enormous transformations, but particular ecosystems, species, coastlines, soils, and human communities can be highly vulnerable. The ethical value of timefulness lies in holding these truths together. Earth is resilient over deep time, yet the living arrangements on which civilization depends are not guaranteed. By enlarging the reader's time horizon, Bjørnerud encourages concern for descendants, non-human life, and consequences that extend beyond an individual lifespan. Lastly, building a more time-literate culture. Beyond explaining geology, the book argues for cultural and educational change. Bjørnerud suggests that many environmental failures arise from temporal illiteracy, the inability to imagine processes that are slower than market cycles, election cycles, or personal experience. A time-literate society would understand that infrastructure, energy systems, land use, and waste do not vanish from history once immediate benefits have been captured. It would also recognize that some decisions commit future generations to conditions they did not choose. The book's proposed shift is less a detailed policy program than a change in public reasoning. It asks schools, institutions, and citizens to treat geological time as basic civic knowledge, not as a specialized scientific curiosity. This is important because climate change, groundwater depletion, soil loss, nuclear waste, and coastal development all involve time spans that exceed ordinary planning habits. Bjørnerud's emphasis on literacy also makes the book distinctive. She is not only warning about ecological crisis, but diagnosing a deficit in imagination and education. Timefulness becomes a habit of thinking that can inform policy, ethics, and everyday judgment. In conclusion, Timefulness is well suited to readers who want an intellectually serious but accessible bridge between geology and environmental thought. It will appeal to general readers interested in climate change, earth history, sustainability, natural history, and science writing, as well as educators looking for a conceptual framework that connects scientific literacy with civic responsibility. Its practical benefit is not a checklist of policy prescriptions, but a clearer way to evaluate long-term consequences. Readers gain a more precise sense of why the pace of carbon emissions, habitat disruption, and resource consumption matters, and why short-term problem-solving is often inadequate for planetary issues. The book's intellectual benefit is broader. It repositions humans inside a deep, evidence-based Earth narrative without reducing human responsibility. Compared with many climate books, Timefulness stands out because it does not begin with economics, technology, or political conflict. It begins with geology as a discipline of time, showing how rocks, strata, and planetary cycles can train the imagination. Compared with standard popular geology, it is more explicitly ethical and contemporary, linking deep history to the Anthropocene. Its distinctiveness lies in making temporal awareness itself the central environmental idea. If you would like to support Marcia Bjørnerud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.